and after these years, your time is borrowed," he said, motioning for me to follow him to the edge of the clearing. "And then you go back to the place you knew and loved. See this steep slope?" He pointed toward the deep valley below. "Your mother and I, when she was 19 and I was 22, cleared this mountain slope together. We raised corn, beans, and pumpkins here," he continued, his voice rising with excitement. "That's why I came back up here. I went back to our youth." I looked at the vast mountain slope below. It was on this slope that my father once made me a little wooden plow. That was when I was 6 years old, and they brought me to the field to thin corn. Now, to look at the slope, it was hard to believe that they had done it all. For many of the trees were 60 feet tall, and the wild vines had matted their tops together. "And Jess," he went on, "the doctor told me to sit still and to take life easy. I couldn't do it. I had to work. I had to smell this soil and touch it again. And I wanted to taste yams, tomatoes, and potatoes grown on the land." I followed him from his clearing in the sky, down a new path, toward the deep valley below. "But why do you have so many paths coming up here?" I asked. "Oh, yes," he said. "Early last spring, I couldn't climb straight up the steep path. That was when the doctor didn't give me a week to live. So I made an easier path. Then, as I got better," he explained, "I made another path that was steeper. And as I continued to get better, I made still steeper paths. That was one way of knowing I was getting better all the time." I followed him down the path that wound this way and that, 3 times the length of the path we had climbed.